about me? Do you like the radio?
Certainly, I love it.
You got it.
Lost Discs Radio. Your place for fun. Lost Discs Radio.
And if the bigwigs don't want to listen to me this time either, you can tell them in my name to all go to hell.
That's right. We're coming on top of the hour there for you folks. Jimmy Knight sitting in with you, launching off another edition of the Lost Discs radio show. Yeah, that's right. That's the out of sight sounds of Irby Green and the Urban Renewal. Just knocking it dead for him. It's going to be, folks. Sure hope you're up for it. Sure you hope not afraid of anything. It's going to get nuts. Crazy. Wackadoo. There he goes on the turntable tonight, folks, right off the Project 3 record label, okay? If you can dig that action, a stereo 45 out of like circa 1970, I'm thinking on that one, from Irby Green, yes, and the Urban Renewal, and yes, Joe Stax is on the phone line digging it.
Wackadoo, man. What? Do wackadoo.
Wow. It's like a Wonderama program over here, Joe. So, you were curious about that Irby Green. How were you digging it?
That was sweet. I'm not a big jazz trombone buff, so this is all new to me, and that was fab. I did like that. I'm going to have to hit up my pal, Professor Fireball, and ask him what he knows about Irby Green.
Uh-huh.
He had a fantastic and long career. I mean, as a leader and as a collaborator, you know, working with Count Basie, Tony Bennett, you know, Quincy Jones,
yeah,
among others. Yeah. I mean, he was everywhere.
Yeah. Well, all right. I mean, what can I tell you, folks? Here's the deal. Look, this is going to be the last show that gets posted online, okay? On the website, on the podcast, on the thing of it, when you get it, on the download or whatever. like you kids do these days. This is it, man. We're taking that down then. Now, we're still going to be doing live shows for Area 51 here on Saturday nights, like once a month or say. All right, so we'll be around doing them, and they'll post them over at rockinradio.com, but only temporarily. See, so you got to get hot-footed over there if you missed the live action from now on. And speaking of live action, folks, we've got a guy in the studio over here, right? He's sitting on a shotgun mic in the studio, and this is not Dr. Doc Brown. This is some new punk that came in off the street. And I'd like you to give a nice warm welcome for the incomparable Jet Georgeson. Right? Come on.
That's here for him.
Now, I'll tell you what. What do you say, Jet?
Oh, it's already swinging up in here.
Yeah, it is. Damn swinging. All right. Now, and I might point out to you, by the way, Jet, that right behind you is Dr. Doc Brown's bell.
Uh-huh.
Legendary bell. You want to give us a ring on that? Yeah, that's the pepper. All right, so we got a guy on Doc's bell, a good old Jet over there making the scene, and Joe Stacks. Now, Joe, the thing is, what I was saying about why I'm playing these records, that if we end this our website, like we've been saying, and this is the last show you get to hear, then I decided I would pick out a bunch of records that I've never played from my collection, either on vinyl or CD. It's all vinyl, except for one. It's on CD. And it's going to be stuff that I want to make sure you get a chance to hear. Like, if anything ever happened to me, folks, I would want to know that you had a chance to hear these songs that I'm playing tonight. Can you dig that? Right, Joe, we're starting off with a group called Tide. Let's just get the hell into it, Joe. Is that all right?
That's all right with me, brother.
Hit it.
Well, this is going to be an obscure early 70s entry here, folks. A group called Tide, tonight exclusively on Lost Discs.
Thank you. sympathize. It's a mean old town, you realize.
Any idea what it is?
No, but it's putting goose pimples all over me.
Lost this radio.
It's important that you listen as well as you know how to all that follows.
Oh,
Yeah, so Ashton, Gardner, and Dyke. Right? I'm not making anything up here. Hey, come on, it's Easter weekend, okay, man? If you're catching this program live, like you just should be doing from now on, folks, Resurrection Shuffle from, yes, Ashton, Gardner, and Dyke. Joe, what about it?
Well, what a fun song. And an unexpected hit for this trio, making UK number 3 in 1971. And there's some interesting background there. The bass player, Kim Gardner, had played in The Byrds. That's The Byrds with an I, with Ronnie Wood.
So the British group, The Byrds.
That's The British Byrds. And then also in The Creation, with which Ronnie Wood joined up with for a while, too. And the other two guys, Tony Ashton and Ron Dyke, were ex-Remo 4.
Oh, the Remo 4. They did some projects with George Harrison, didn't they?
Yeah, they helped with Wonderwall?
Yeah, they're on the Wonder. Yeah, they did one. They did the song. There's one song in Wonderwall that's like a typical 60s pop song. That's the Remo 4. That's right. Okay, well, anyway, and speaking of chart success, you say this got to like number 2, number 3 in the UK?
Numero 3.
Okay, got to number 40 in the US. Just on the top 40. Okay, and this is back in early 71. All right, so there you go, folks. What can we tell you? That's the kind of stuff we do for you. Before that, you're concerned. Now, come on, Jet, you were digging that guitar action before that thing, yes?
Pretty groovy, man.
Yeah, you got to get up on that microphone, Jet.
Groovy.
Oh, he's worried about the pop screen that he doesn't have, folks. All right. Well, all right, fine. I'm just saying that was Robert Fripp.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so that's Robert Fripp and his League of Crafty Guitarists out of circa 1991. And yes, this would be an opportunity to tell you how I seen him live in Pittsburgh at the old Syria Mosque in March of 1990, where he was doing that stuff live on the stage, and I just don't have time to tell you. But there you go. I just told you. So, now, this is the place where all the dreams come true, folks, on Lost Discs, because you never thought you'd be able to hear these things in your dreams, and here they are. Joe, we kicked it off with a group called Tide, right, with Peddlin' Love. And now, this was like an independent self-release, self-press kind of thing. I have it on the Mouth Music record label.
Wow.
And now, come on, I ended up getting a sealed copy of this album. Just
get out.
Under no effort of my own, long story short. And I was it has a reputation for being an undiscovered gem, and I think it is an undiscovered gem. What do you say, Joe?
Well, that track certainly was. Holy cow.
All top notch. You just can't believe that you've gotten this far, right? I know if I can speak for myself, how have I gotten this far with all of my music collecting and musical training and not have heard of this group by now? Wow. And they're out of Kansas, we believe, right? Group out of Kansas. All right, so anyway, good early 70s independent release action there that you might never have heard otherwise, folks. Okay, now, by the way, we do have some emails in, Jet.
That would be at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Yes.
That's discs with a C.
You spell it. Yeah, that's right. All these years later, folks, you still have to spell the word discs with a C when you're trying to communicate with us. We have heard in a pre-show. We heard in from good old Kevin in Illinois, who always checks in and always he's present on every live program, folks, this guy. So, kudos to that, Kevin. And then here's this guy. Oh, we know this gal and this guy. Good old Diana and Wayne down in Mary Lane. Long time. Steadfast listeners, always on the live scene with us when we're transmitting and netcasting, and they are glad that the gang's all here. Well, technically, the gang's not all here, guy. What are you talking? Well, we're close enough, right? This pretty good. And we're coming in loud and clear down in Maryland. All right. Great. All right. So I guess that means that we can keep things moving. Here's the deal. If anything ever happened to me, I would want to make sure that y'all knew about this group from the late 60s that you've never listened to called Mandrake Memorial. Now, Mandrake Memorial was out of Philly. And the only reason I even know about him is because I was living just outside of the Philadelphia area the past 3 years and suddenly started running into the legend of this group, Mandrake Memorial. They had 3 albums. Each one gets more avant-garde and esoteric and trippy and spacey as they go. So I'm going to play you something that's a little more accessible from their first albums. 2 songs back to back because all the songs segue on their first 1968 album. Joe, real quick, anything that you want to say about Mandrake Memorial?
Well, just it's amazing that first off, 3 albums from these guys who never really broke out of being a regional success. I mean, what I've seen in my one resource is their first album sold 100,000 copies and was on the Poppy label, which was an MGM subsidiary.
Yes, I love the Poppy label. Okay. All right. Yeah. So there they are. And check this out because you might just be digging it. And we'll see you on the other side.
Is it just imagination? Are you leaving me behind? I really want to say right to you, I have love but I hide. Please remember when you see me, it's all locked up inside. And it's something you know, something you feel, something certain and something that's real. So when we're together, you wonder if I love you. Just try and picture what I'm thinking, and you'll see how much I do. Ever cease to smile, just think of where I'll be. It won't be hard to try and find you, you'll be here next to me. And it's something you know, something you feel, something that's certain and something that's real. Just imagination. Are you leaving me streets that cry, rain that sighs, taxi cabs with people passing by, rain.
Still be living in a primitive state of neurotic irresponsibility?
Precisely.
We'll be right back.
Surely it would seem easier to transmit and receive messages by speaking.
I'm happy to be
Gazant's new, new, new Bussmock stew. Soon, maybe June, I'll be marrying you. New, new, new Bussville stew. Heck, be a diggin', I love you. Well, let's go.
I say something, young man, young lady, if you love Jesus Christ, go home and smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd.
Understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. I know just what it's like to listen to my fears. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. Sand, leapfrog,
attitude is measured out you. You think you know me, but you haven't got a clue.
Fanny. Yeah, you're listening to the Out of Sight Sounds of Fanny on live TV. That's like in a German TV studio circa 1972 for Fanny covering that. Now, Jed, I want to know your opinion. I know you're a big Beatles guy. Have you ever heard a better cover of Hey Bulldog?
No, man. They were going for it, man. They were rocking it.
Yeah. All right. So, now listen, this is an all-chick group, right? If you've not picked up on this group about Fanny, like I'm saying, if anything ever happened to me, I would want to make sure that this was on your radar, folks. And by the way, Joe, isn't it true that the footage from that performance is easily accessed on YouTube?
Well, yes, in fact, it is.
I encourage you later on, you know, when the show's over. Hey, tomorrow morning, maybe. No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Easter. You pagans, you're going to be listening to Fanny on Easter morning. What's wrong with you? Why, just because I told you so? All right, now look. Get on YouTube at some point and check out the, you know, Fanny live on Beat Club. But the whole set was released as a CD a few years ago, right? So this is a legit release now in their catalog. Joe, and now this was some sisters in this group. Joe, what do you want to say?
Yeah, the sisters Jean and June Millington formed the group, playing guitar and bass and sharing vocals. They got a keyboard player named Nikki Barclay. She did the dominant vocal on that cut, but yeah. Dang.
Yeah, I want to marry the drummer. Just watch the video. I'm like, oh my god, that drummer. I just want her. I won't go on. So anyway, Fanny. All right, now we've all got to get a hold of ourselves after that. And before that, hey, now check this out. It was another girl group, an all-female trio called the Tailormaids. It was right in there before Fanny. And the Tailormaids was giving us new, 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 what to do. I don't exactly know what they were saying there, but Tailormaids out of 1954 on the Eureka label was their first release ever, and you know, they were around for a couple years and kind of had that Andrew Sisters vibe, Joe.
Right on. That was their debut. They transitioned over to Capitol Records and put out about 5-6 more singles till about 55-56.
Yeah, and again, I think they were sisters. I think all three of them were related. I do believe
you are correct. Let's see.
Now do you see?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, now look, this is important because before that, we were really pushing the envelope here with the Tubes. And everyone's going to say, what do you mean the Tube? That couldn't have been the Tubes. Yeah, man, for years I've been walking around. I'll say, hey, you know about the Tubes, right? And everybody will mention the same dumb song. What is the one big hit that everybody always mentions?
I'll talk to you later.
Huh? What? No, tell me right now.
she's a beauty, is the...
Wait, Jet, what is it?
She's a beauty.
Joe?
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, everybody has their song from the Tubes that apparently they know and they like or whatever. But no, and I always say, well, what about White Punks on Dope? And everyone looks at me like, would you stop being annoying? Just stop making up crap. No, this was their first single, The Tubes, right? Out of San Francisco, 1975, with White Punks on Dope.
Nice. You know, they didn't break through in the U.S., but they did pretty well with that in the U.K. Made it to all the way to number 28 with that track.
Damn straight. Wait, what else? Oh, we got an email in from a guy really digging that Mandrake Memorial, if you can believe it. William, this is a guy named Bill Woods. I think he's out in Wisconsin. And he's just saying that he's digging the trippy sounds of Mandrake Memorial. And this, hey, he's saying that this show right here, gang, is overall is just raising his spirits, right? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the love here tonight, folks, on Lost Discs? Okay, so we're going to get back to the music, I think. All right, now here we go. Into the last set, and we're kicking it off with, man, the out-of-sight sounds of Rusty Day. Now, this is a guy out of Michigan. This is out of 1966. And Joe, didn't this guy go on to hang out with the Amboy Dukes or somebody?
Yeah, I mean, he went through a number of groups, working with a group called Cactus at one point.
Well, all right, so I tell you what, here he is solo out of 66, man. With a little obscurity called, I Gotta Move. It's another exclusive tonight on Lost Discs.
Are you going to realize that I've got important things to do and you don't fit in my plans, baby?
Yeah, records, vinyl, that's, you know, we play those things here.
Lost Discs Radio.
You know, I was just thinking, I thought an awful lot about making records when I was little.
Watching the skies for a sign of rain. My feet upon the armrest, I can see the country streaming by. Wanting to know where it is I've got to go. Looking at the ladies from one town to the next. Riding on the crest of a wave.
put it on the turntable like this.
I've tried, hope I find my perfection before I die. Maybe once we were fantastic, maybe once we were divine. Now we're flailing in the wake of progress, passing by at the speed of normal. Nothing that a therapist can cure. There's an unconfirmed report, or could it be a cruel hoax? The death is just the punchline to a tall tale told at the speed of normal. At the speed of normal. Overtaken in the end by their very shadows, taking the last bend at the speed of normal, at the speed of normal.
Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away.
Chaos all around me. Will this feeling cling? I can hear you singing in the corner. Out the boundary, every sound of riot, everything is quiet, but the song that keeps me sane. I can hear your voice echoing my voice softly. I can feel your strength reinforcing mine. If you fear I'll lose my spirit like some drunkard's wasted wine, don't you even think about it. I'm feeling fine. like them drunkards wasted wine. Don't you even think about it. Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Well, Poi Dog Pondering, okay, Poi Dog Pondering. Well, now look, that's a group that Joe Stax introduced me to way back in the day, but I'm telling you, this is from, it's even more exciting than that because they were covering the 13th floor elevators right then. Yes, sir, I had to tell you from the Pyramid Meets the Eye compilation. Right, so wherever on various artists thing where everybody was paying tribute to Rocky Erickson in the 13th floor elevators, and they covered that one and turned a, well, let's put it this way, man, that's the best rendition of that song you're ever gonna hear. Okay, I'm just saying.
You're not wrong,
Joe. Come on, you dig Poi Dog.
Oh, I do, and that's from their golden age when they were still affiliated with Columbia Records. Late 80s into the early 90s, I discovered them when they opened for Robin Hitchcock in Pittsburgh, say 88, 89, wow. Maybe during his Queen Elvis.
All right, so now,
great.
Now
great
I'm jealous. I never knew you actually saw them live, man. So okay,
yes.
And look, before that, it was John Wesley Harding, right? That's a guy now, John Wesley Harding. Joe, anything? He's British.
That's what I know about him. I'm really not too hip to a John Wesley Harding.
1996, right? That's, we're getting kind of up in there, man. 96 there for John Wesley Harding off of his New Deal album, okay? The Speed of Normal from John Wesley Harding. And speaking of British, it was Wooden Horse in there before them. Real quick, Joe, they were giving us Eastbound Train. Come on, Wooden Horse.
That was gorgeous, and I've never heard Wooden Horse. But I do know they were like that early, late 60s, early 70s folkish, rockish scene from the UK, although they were originally from Australia.
Dig. All right, well, yeah, we were digging that action here in the studio. What can I tell you, folks? That's the kind of action you've been digging as well, I might hope. Folks, speaking of digging action, you get over to, hey, now they're going to be, I'm telling you, this is it. This will be the last show posted. We are ending our website. And from now on, if you want to hear us, you got to catch us live here on Area 51. Right? Go get yourself a shortwave radio, folks. I dare you. I dare you. All right. Now, and by the way, you get over to rockinradio.com where they will carry us sometimes there. When we make the show accessible to them. You can catch the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man Randy Tibbins, the stepfather of Soul Jason Stone, with his soul action, the electrophonic Brian Phillips, and the deep album Cuts and Tracks with good old Brainerd, Mark Brainerd. Folks, we will see you over there from now on, perhaps, at rockandradio.com. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Jim. Good night.
Night, Jim.
I've had a lovely evening.